We're up to the Mishnah and the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. Yoshnu Miksosin Yochlu. If some people of the Chabura, the Korban Pesach, fell asleep, so they can continue eating. Kulan Lo Yochlu. Everybody fell asleep, so then they can't continue eating. See the Rashbam. Yoshnu Kulam Lo Yochlu. Imishchilu Lecho Piskon the Yoshnu. Lo yochlu. Because it looks like you're eating the Korban Pesach in two places. Because the people, when they slept, like when Mashiach das completely, and they're like different people, different chabura now. So it looks like two different places, even though they're still in the same place. Chumra to be machmer that people shouldn't come to eat the Korban Pesach in two different places. The lack of the fruit shem yishum the domi lachilish te chaburos. Can't say the reason is because it looks like you're eating in two different chaburah. Different chaburah. The chaburah before went to sleep, and now it's a new chaburah when they woke up. Yishum dimke in kashya stama stama. Because in this Mishnah would seem to imply that you can't eat the Korban Pesach in two chaburos. The avakets at solim sosan lon krab Yehuda, the Pesach necho b'shtei chaburos. Aval ein ha'ochel ochel b'shtei makomos. So machlokas over there, whether Korban Pesach can be split into two different groups, right, and but each group has to eat only in one place, or Korban Pesach can't be split up into different groups, but you can eat it in different places, but you can't split it into two different groups. It's machlokas. So the Stam Mishnah in Ketzet Solin is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Pesach could be split into two different groups to eat the same Korban Pesach, but each one has to eat in one place. Hilchach Taimid Masisim Shemachil Shnei Mekomos. Therefore, our Stam Mishnah shouldn't be a machlokas with the other Stam Mishnah. Must be that the problem is not two different groups or two different places. Which is Doraisa, but it's also Zecher LePesach. La'achar shehischa lecho matzah schova b'achrona v'yoshen, a person who, what's it called, started to eat the afikomen. And Rashbam Shita is, like we learned already, that the last kezayis is the ikur matzah. That's the one you yotzei matzah with, the afikomen. So if you started eating that afikomen and you fell asleep, hefsik achilei v'shuv lo yochal, you can't eat again because it's zecher lePesach. It's like eating the Pesach in two places. Mishum davido zecher lePesach v'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. V'chein mochia b'gmara v'afilo v'zman hazeh mari tana. Our Tana is talking even v'zman hazeh, and it's not talking about Pesach avis, it's talking about matzah. V'leker l'kushe tamo mishum dei maftir nachar matzah afikomen. The reason also is not because you can't add anything after the final matzah. Because if that's the reason, then why didn't the Gemara before ask on that mandiomer from this Mishnah? You see, this Mishnah says the Pharisee, you can't add anything after the matzah. And before we had a machlokus, whether maftirin amoroyim, whether maftirin achra matzah fikomen or not. So if it's a Pharisee Mishnah, they should have brought proof from this Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnamnu Yochlu, Nirdemu Lo Yochlu. Rabbi Yossi says, we'll see in one second how the Rashbam learns, Rabbi Yossi, that if they only, what's it called, didn't fall asleep mamish, but they were drimling, they were like between being awake and being asleep, then they're allowed to continue eating. But if they mamish fell asleep, then they can't eat, and Rabbi Yossi is machmir, that even in the case where only Miktsas fell asleep, well, we said before that if only a mixas fell asleep, you can continue eating. That's only if they didn't fall asleep completely. But if they fell asleep completely, even if only a portion of them fell asleep, you can't continue eating. HaPesach acher chatzos metamei es yadayim. Pesach after chatzos, already if you touch it, it makes your hands tamei. HaPigul v'hanoser metamei es yadayim. Just as pigul and noser, also the Chacham made gzeira that if you touch basar kodshim, that's pigul. Or no, sir, it's metame yodayim. Rashbam Rabbi Yossi Omer Nisnamnu Yochlu Areisha Koy. It's going back on the Reisha. Deka Omer Tanakama Yoshnu Mitzosin Yochlu. Tanakama says that if only a portion of them fell asleep, you can continue eating. The Osala Mamers, Rabbi Yossi, came along and said, no, honey, Milan Nisnamnu. It's not if they fell asleep completely. They fell asleep completely, even if only a portion of them fell asleep, you can't continue eating. Avalinirdemu Afilu Mitzosin Yochlu Lachshiuru. But if they what's it called, only if they didn't fall asleep completely. But if they fell asleep completely, then he can't continue eating, what's it called, when they get up. Hachi muchot big mara. Vahachi hilchasa. That's halacha. The rabba koi kavosei kedamar gemara. Rabba holds like Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see in the gemara. HaPesach achre chatzos metam shedayim. The havelei noser mechatzos veelich. Normally, a carbon becomes noser in the morning, but here by carbon Pesach it becomes noser already by chatzos. And once it's noser, the rabbanon gozru al hanoser v'tamias yadayim kedum forish time bigmara. And the rabbanon made gzeira that if you touch meat that's noser, your hands become tamei. So the carbon Pesach, if you touch the carbon Pesach, the meat of the carbon Pesach after chatzos, your hands become tamei. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nisnamnu Yochlu Nirdamu Lo Yochlu Hechi Domi Nisnamnein. Right, what's the definition of Nisnamnein? Omer Avashi Nim Velo Nim. You're awake but you're not awake, and you're sleeping but you're not sleeping. Tir Velo Tir. You're awake and you're not awake. Kigon Dekori Levoani. If somebody calls to the person, he can answer. He's not that deep in a sleep that he doesn't hear. Velo Yoda La Dure Svara, but he won't be able to say something he has to think about. The Chim Midkar Ule Midkar, but if you say it to him, he'll be able to say yes or no. Shabam La Dure Svara, but Milsa the Tzricha Svara, something you have to think about. To go and Shoshoilam also Hechen Hinach the Kleze. He asks him, where'd you put this Kle? He's not going to be able, he's too drowsy to answer fully. The Chim Midkar Ule, Hinach the Mokam Ploni, but if you say to him, did you put it in this place, he has enough senses around him to say yes or no. Midkar Vomer Hein Olav. Abaya have Yosef Kamei the Rabba Chazer the Konat Nimne. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba and he saw that Rabba was dribbling, was falling asleep. Omerle Menam Konoyimar, right? Is this called Menamneim? Omerle Minume Kon Menamneim. Enochanami Usnan Nisnam Lo Yochlu Nirdemu Lo Yochlu. Some say this happened Leil Pesach. That what's it called, that he was falling asleep brewing matzah. And Abaye wanted to know, is this the halacha of Menam name or not? And he told him, yeah. Some say that it didn't happen b'chlal, it happened a different night and had nothing to do with this. He just wanted to know, is this called Nimnum, right? What you're in, the state you're in now, is would that be called Nimnum lagabi the halacha? Having menamnim rabba la'achar shehischu lechol matzah chovas bi'achrona. That's how the Rashbam says that he's talking Leil Pesach, and rabba started to fall asleep after he started to eat matzah. Nisnamnu yochlu tanan, avalim hu yoshen afilu hu levado shuv lohoya ochel. Even if he only was the only one who fell asleep, and other people were still awake, then what's it called? He wouldn't have been able to continue eating. Desvar lekrab yosi, the omer near the muafilu miktsasim lo yochlu. So you see from here, the way the Rashbam learns, that Rabbi Yossi is lechumra, and even if the person fell asleep completely and other people were up, you don't continue eating. And that it also applies to matzah, because in the time when there wasn't any Korban Pesach, and still they had the shayl. Okay. Okay. HaPesach achar chatzos metamei siyadayim. Alma mechatzos havelei noser. You see that Pesach, unlike other korbanos, becomes noser immediately at chatzos, not in the morning. Man tana, who is this like? Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya, the ochlus habosar balayla hazeh, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer nemer kan balayla hazeh, and nemer lahalan, the orvarti b'yaretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh. Ma lahalan at chatzos, afkan at chatzos. Just like the v'yavarti b'yaretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh is talking about chatzos, that's when the Rebbeinu Shlom was makin b'choros. So too, when it says the ochlu es habosar balayla hazeh, halayla hazeh means till chatzos, not after chatzos. Omer lo b'yakiva v'halo nemer chipazom ad shas chipazom. In Cain, it says v'achaltem oso b'chipazom. When was the chipazom? When they left Egypt, actually in the morning, they didn't leave at night. So you can eat it till the time that they rush to leave Mitzrayim. And on that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah answers in the Gemara in Brachas that he holds it was the chipazon of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrim were rushing them out of Mitzrayim already at Chatzos. They didn't leave till the next day. So the machlokas is, who's chipazon? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns chipazon of the Mitzrim. And Rabbi Akiva learns chipazon of the Jews. So when it says ad shas chipazon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that was till Chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva says till the morning. I am Cain Matam with Lomar Balayla, right? What did Rabbi Akiva do with the other pasuk? Balayla Hazeh. Why doesn't he learn from Balayla Hazeh that it means till Chatzos? He says Yochol Yehenechol Kikodshim Biyom. I might think that what's it called, Korban Pesach could be eaten in the daytime, like other kachim, right? Talmud Lomer Balayla. It has to be Dafka Balayla Nechol Veino Nechol Bayom. It has to be eaten Dafka at night, not in the daytime. Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazeh, my Ovidly, what does it do with Balayla Hazeh? Like Ochlus Abosar Balayla Hazeh. Rabbi Elizabeth Ben Azariah learns from the Hazeh that it's still Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva holds you can eat the Korban Pesach all night. What does he do with the Hazeh? Miboyle Lemute Laila Acheru, the Asa. You can't eat it the next night. Why? Soka Daita Chamina, Hoyle Pesach Kochim Kalim, Ushlomim Kochim Kalim, Mashlomim Nechon Lishne Yom Vilayla Echot, A Pesach Okim Leilos Mokum Yomim, De Nechol Lishne Leilos Yom Echot. I know the Korban Pesach can't be eaten the day. So you're not going to eat it 2 days in a night like a regular Shlomim. The day that you bring it, that night, and the next day. So now, since you can only start eating it at night, so maybe the halacha is you can eat it that night, and we'll see in 1 second whether you can eat it the next day or not, and you can eat it the next night too, because the nights will take the place of the days. So it says dafka balayla hazeh, dafka this night and not another night. Kosav rachmona hazeh, that's why you need hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or melacha milos osir. Okay, we'll stop here and say the Rashbam, and then we'll go on. Alma mechatzos who the havilei noser v'haksiv lo sosiri menu ad boker alma ad boker lo havi noser. So which is it? Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Tana that says that chatzos becomes noser is Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The nafkele mikra the achilus pesach chatzos. He learns from Sukkim that you're only allowed to eat the korban pesach till chatzos. Umechatzos havi noser, for chatzos on it's considered noser. The haydechsiv lo sosiri menu ad boker. Hi, it says don't leave it till the morning. You can't even eat it after chatzos. What's morning? L'sreifa asa. The ad boker lav bar sreifahu. You don't eat it after chatzos, but you can't burn it till the morning. Kinetanya perakamad the brachas. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, be'erev atazoveyah, you shech the korban pesach in the afternoon of erev pesach, the kavo hashemesh ata ochel, when it gets dark, that's when you eat it. Moed seischom in Mitzrayim atasorei, and the when you went out of Mitzrayim, which was in the daytime of the 15th, that's when you burn it, right? And we'll see that the Gemara says really that's when you should burn it, but you're not allowed to burn it then because Yontif. So in Meili you can't burn it till the next day, till the next morning, because you don't burn kodshim at night. Aval Rabbi Akiva the poligalei lo mesukma, but our Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? The lididei lo havi li noser at aboker. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't become noser till the morning. And it's not metame yodayim only from the morning. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, lemaisi you're not allowed to eat korban pesach after chatzos. That's only with the rabbanan, like any kachim. Even though the mitzvah is all night, but the rabbanan made a siyad that you have to finish eating by chatzos, just like by kriyashma. It's first mission in brachas, right? Kol anecholim liyom v'layla mitzvosan ar amud ha-shachar v'lom omru chachom mad chatzos kedei leharchi kesodem min adeva. Right? Kol anecholim liyom v'layla rabbonin hu da'avdei harchoki yaseira leharchi kesodem min adeva kedishnam beperakamba debrachos shema yochal imenu l'achar shol amud ha-shachar v'yishchayiv korei. So they made it they can't eat after chatzos. That's only the rabbonin. So according to Rabbi Akiva also, according to everybody, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's the Raisa. Right? And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's the Raisa, it's Mamash Noser. And therefore, the Rabbanan would make a Gzeira that it's Matame Yodayim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only the Rabbanan anyway that you can't eat it. They wouldn't make the Gzeira that's Matame Yodayim. So our Mishnah can only be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umutav shiavo kochim rabeis apsul lemayid zman achilaso shalolechol achratzos mishiyochol ad boker viyavol yidei koris. Rabbanan would rather that you didn't eat it after chatzos, and so maybe some of the meat won't be eaten, but better than you should leave it then till the morning and eat it when it's nosa. So in order to avoid being chayiv koris, they limited the time that you can eat it. Tosus argues. And Tosus says that what's it called? This Mishnah could even go like Rabbi Akiva. And Lemaisa, what's it called? Even though the carbon does not become possible after Chatzos, right? Right. Even though the carbon doesn't become possible, but it could be that the Rabbana already goes there that Matame is Yodayim. Okay. when they were rushing to leave. That was in the morning. They weren't allowed to leave their houses till morning. So they didn't leave Mitzrayim Lamaisa till the morning. Rabbi Elazar Azariah holds that the chipazon it referred to as the chipazon of Mitzrayim, that they were rushing us out. We didn't leave. They told Moshe, get out. And Moshe said, we're not leaving till the morning. That's what Gemara explains in Brachas, what Rabbi Elazar Azariah is going to do with the pasuk of chipazon.
Just
like a korban toda, it's eaten the day that you bring it plus the next night. So now that I know you can't eat it in the daytime, maybe you can eat it the next night. The night after you brought it plus the next night, because we'll switch day for night. Shabbin Asai, right? The day in between the two nights. See, biyom zivchachem ye'ochel mimocharas. A Pesach nami hoil ve'inu ne'echol ele b'layla. Since you can't eat the korban Pesach only at night, nokim shnei leilos b'mokim shnei yomim. So we'll transfer nights for days, and korban Pesach could be eaten like a shlomim, except the shlomim is eaten 2 days and a night. This could be eaten 2 nights and a day. Ye'he ne'echol shnei leilos v'yom echad. Now he says, "Lo shiach leno biyom." Not that you should be able to eat in the daytime, because we have a pasuk says, "Vachlus habasra b'layla zeh," only at night. Ela shehei shohos man shlo yitzul b'achila b'shvil hamtonis hayom v'yoch leno b'leil sheni. That you should eat the first night, and then it won't become pasul the next day. But you can't eat it the next day because you can only eat the korban pesach at night, and then you can eat it again the next night, the night of what's it called chol hamoed. Kamash malon not. Kach pirish rabbeinu meseches brachas. That's what Rashi said in brachas. Not that there was ever a hava mina could eat korban pesach in the day, even the day after, in the day of yomtiv. It just meant that you could eat it 2 nights, and the day shouldn't passel it. The linira sheaf biyom shebein asayim yochal. No, the hava mina was that you could eat it in the daytime too. The ha b'layla hazeh lo b'olamayit ele yom shchitaso. When it said va'ochlus avosha b'layla hazeh, wasn't come to exclude any day. It was coming to exclude the day you brought it. You can't eat it. You can't start eating it till the night. But once you could start eating it, then the next day you could eat it too. That was the havamin. Shalifnei laila harishin shal pesach. Havamikan ve'elech yochlenu. Adam u'dashachar shalil sheni. Kamash malon. No, you don't say that. Okay. So now the Gemara says, fine. For Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? What is he going to do? Amar lecha. Milo sosiru ad boker nafka. That halacha, that you can't eat it the next day and night, you learn from Moshe Sirim at Boker. It says you can't leave it till the morning. So vice versa, you have to burn it that morning. So you can't, obviously, have to burn it that morning. You can't eat it that day and the next night. Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva learn it from Ad Boker? Amar lecha, ilo kosev rachmona hazeh, that wouldn't say v'ochlus habosar b'layla hazeh. And that would exclude the next day and night. I would say, Haviyamina, my boker, boker sheni. When it said, ad boker, it meant not the first morning, the next morning. But Rabbi Elazar Amar Lecha, kol hecha dekosa boker, boker rishon. Wherever it says boker, it means the first morning, not the next morning. And even though lemaisa, you don't burn it till the next morning, that's not because of the pasuk. The pasuk is telling me, really, you should burn it that day. But you're not allowed to, because it's yomtiv. So maybe we have to wait till the next morning. Okay, Shashbam. We didn't hear yet, okay. Omar Rava. Ochel matzah bizman hazeh achar chatzos. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yotze dechovaso. If you ate matzah after chatzos bizman hazeh, you're not yotze. You have to eat the apikomen before chatzos. Pshita. Kiven de ishkish le pesach ke pesach domi. What's the chiddush? Matzah and pesach are hukash together. Just like pesach, you're not yotze after chatzos. Matzah, you're not yotze after chatzos. Now the same, maho afke kro mehekesha. Lemaisa, the halach of eating matzah bizman hazeh without korban pesach is because of a pasuk that's out of the hekesh. The hekesh is al matzah sum rorim yochlu. Right, so korban pesach, matzah and mor are all the same thing. But the reason we eat matzah bizman hazeh is because of be'erev tochlu matzos, not because of al matzah sum rorim. So it's not in the hekesh. So I might think now matzah has its own din. Right? Kamash malon dechi ahadri krala milsa kamaisa hadri. No, when the Torah said now that even though there's no Korban Pesach, you still have to eat matzah, but it put it back to its original halacha. In other words, the halacha of al matzos imrorim yochluhu applies even today, even though there's no Korban Pesach. Right? But it only was mahadar matzah. But it now is the same matzah with the same conditions that it was in the first pasuk. This pasuk is telling me the first pasuk is still in force, even though there's no Korban Pesach and there's no mor. Lemaisa, that the pasuk we had of sheishes yomim, shivas yomim makes matzah rishus, and now you need a new pasuk to tell me ba'erev tochlu matzos and zechova the first night. So now bisman hazeh we only have that pasuk. We don't have the pasuk anymore of a matzah sumrorim yochlu. So I might think that therefore the halachas are different. No, the hekesh is still there. This pasuk just tells me that that pasuk is still in force for the first night. Kamash Malon, Dichi Ahadri Kra, the Chovis Matzah, Balaila Harishon, Bisman Hazeh, Dichi Be'er of Tochlu Matzos, the Hochi Nathkam on the Ale, the Milsa Kamaisa Hadri. This Pasuk is just telling me that the original Mitzvah of Matzah with Korban Pesach still applies today without Korban Pesach, but with the same Gedorim, same Halachas. Lachilat Chatzos, Kibisman Dika Pesach, and therefore it has the same limitations, it can only be eaten until Chatzos. The halacha is. Is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar Azariah or not? Tosha seems to say that that it's possible the halacha is like the Chachamim, and you still have to finish the Afikomen by Chatzos, and Afkamina would be, Bidiyevit, if you didn't, are you Yotzi or not? So Tosha says, just like we see in Brachas, that if you didn't say Kriyashma by Chatzos, you still say it afterwards, even according to the Rabbanan, right? That's what Gamriel told his children. It's only Laharchi Kodim in Aveira, but the Dievet, if you didn't say it, you have to say it even afterwards. Same thing, according to Rabbi Akiva, even though you have to stop eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, with the Rabbanan, but if you didn't, you continue, you eat it afterwards, and you're Yotzei. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're not Yotzei Bechlav. Right, and the Maisa, Lahalocha, we hold you have to eat the Afikom before Chatzos. If you didn't, then you do eat it after Chatzos. And Halel also, it's Mashma. Halel says, Morer, he says, not, you don't have to eat by what's it called, by Chatzos, Morer not. I don't know how it's possible you have to eat the Morer before the Matzah. For some reason you didn't have Morer and you didn't eat it before Chatzos, since only the Rabbanan, you can eat it after Chatzos and be Yotze. And Halel says also you don't have to be Machmer to finish Halel before Chatzos. Halel and Matzah are not hukash together. And you can say Halel even after Chatzos.